Hi, I'm Sharon Howard, and today is Wednesday, July the 13th, and we are going to continue reading in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 17 through 26. You may say to yourselves, "These nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out?" But do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to the Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and outstretched arm, with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the peoples you now fear. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until even the survivors who hide from you have perished. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, or the wild animals will multiply around you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, throwing them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will give their kings into your hand, and you will wipe out their names from under the heaven. No one will be able to stand up against you. You will destroy them. The images of their gods you are to burn in the fire. Do not covet the silver and the gold on them, and do not take for yourselves, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart for destruction. Regard it as a vile and utterly detested, for it is set apart for destruction. Our psalm today is Psalm 47, and my Bible again says, "For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to joy with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid soundings of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For the King is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a song of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted." And our New Testament reading is Philippians. And since we are beginning a new book, don't forget, you can go to the Bible Project video online and get a little history of the book of Philippians. Today, I'm going to be reading from Philippians 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I will always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much again just for the encouragement that we have in Scripture. I thank you so much for this church and for every single person volunteer here teaching our kids about Jesus today. I pray that our kids will have the courage like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they were able to stand firm and to obey and do what you wanted them to do, even when it was a scary choice. I thank you so much for the gospel and just the opportunity to tell people about you. In your name we pray. Amen.